This season of Desert Island Dishes is sponsored by Maldon Salt, the finest natural sea salt flakes handcrafted from the British coastline. They are, quite frankly, the masters of salt, putting craft, care, and passion into everything they do. You only have to read one of my recipes to know that I use Maldon Salt every single day for all of my cooking. To say I am a fan is an understatement, so to be working with them this season is a dream come true. I'm often asked about the secret to getting better at cooking, and my answer is honestly always the same. It comes down to seasoning, and not just as an afterthought. You have to season at every stage, and that's why I love Maldon Salt. It's light and delicate due to the soft and crunchy pyramid-shaped flakes, and it's just the easiest way to take simple dishes to the next level. Trust me, your cooking life will not be the same. Thank you very much to Maldon Salt. Hi, I'm Margie Namora, and welcome to another episode of our side dish, The Dream Dinner Party. This is the mini episode where we invite a guest to tell us all about their dream dinner party. They're allowed to invite four guests, and they can be dead or alive. And really, that's because I think personally, five people is the optimum number for a really great dinner party. They're going to be talking us through their dream menu. What are they going to serve when there are no limits or practicalities to think about? My guest today is Eleanor Wilkinson. You will know from her episode a few weeks ago that Eleanor is the queen of one pot, one portion cooking. So I was intrigued to hear about her dream dinner party choices and how she cooks for a crowd. So without further ado, here is Eleanor's dream dinner party.
Adore dinner parties, and I would say my main goal in life is to be a dinner party host.
Okay,
that's what I want. That's everything I'm
working towards
is a house where I can have dinner parties.
Okay.
And a big table, a wooden table. Prefaces, but also saying I don't throw that many dinner parties now, which I think is why it's such a goal.
But you are still young.
So young.
Annoyingly young, and life is long, so you've got loads of dinner parties in your future.
Exactly, and I will use this time to plan
yes.
a great dinner party and to figure it out.
So welcome to your dream dinner party. Let's start by talking about who you're going to invite.
Okay, again, I find this question really quite anxiety-inducing because I want
Sorry.
To... it's okay, I didn't sleep last night. no, because I was thinking, you know, do I want to have really interesting people to learn from and important people? And actually the answer is no, I don't. That's not what I want a dinner party to be. Okay. I want a dinner party to be fun. Mm. That's my goal. And so my guests are based on the goal of being entertained as much as entertaining them. Like, I want to be entertained.
Yes.
I want to have fun at my party.
Of course. Okay, so who's first on the list?
So my first person is Greg James, the Radio 1 breakfast host. A, because I think he's probably one of just the best people in the world. I've never met him, but from what I hear most mornings, he just sounds great. He's really funny. And also, I have a really bad taste in music. Like, nobody wants to listen to my music.
It's, okay.
it's just terrible.
So this is perfect.
So he can do the playlist.
Perfect.
Which I think is probably the most stressful part of hosting a dinner party is the music.
It is stressful, because even if you have really good taste in music, what if it's not the same taste as everyone else?
Exactly.
And then they're thinking, what is this? What?
Yeah, and it ruins the vibe.
But I think if you're really into music, you would never think that someone else would think that your taste was bad.
Exactly.
So maybe, yes.
Which is arguably even worse.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think
but at least
works.
I know
at least
I have bad taste. But I think Greg not only would have good taste in music, but isn't pretentious about it. Like, would play
a mixture
Sean Paul at the end of the night, which is all I kind of care about, really. So.
Okay, well, who else is coming?
Okay, so second on my list is Emma Thompson. She's a good time.
I feel like they would get on.
They would, and they probably know each other. Because I'm also thinking that everybody coming should know each other, so it's not awkward. Because a party's not fun if it's awkward.
That's true.
And also, I was at a concert last year and Emma Thompson was there. And she was having the best time. And I was like, I want you at my table to bring the vibes.
Emma Thompson created Sense and Sensibility,
yes.
which is one of my favourite films.
Yeah, totally.
And she wrote that in the aftermath of a divorce.
Oh, really?
She was in a very bad place. And
she
you
might
would
have, like,
never know that. She would have loved it. And
she'd
then she married
it.
Mr. Wickham.
Oh my gosh.
Mm.
Damn.
Yes.
So So, wow, she'd have some great stories to tell.
She would. You could ask her all about all of that.
Exactly. Yeah. So she's number two. Number three is Florence Pugh. Because, again, she's fun.
Really fun.
She's... I say this like I know her. She's no, great. Yeah. You just know who she is. And also she's a big foodie because her dad owns a restaurant, I think. Yeah. And I just think she would probably know Emma. I think she probably knows Greg. And I would quite like to be friends with her so she can come to dinner.
Okay.
And if I need help in the kitchen, she can do that. I'm just kind of getting people to do things for me. Greg's on music.
Yes.
Florence is on dinner.
Emma's entertaining you.
And I'm sat there in my armchair.
Who are you going to give the final place to?
So my final place... is Judi Dench.
Oh, this is very
Isn't
good.
Isn't this so fun?
Yeah, this is good.
And I just think there'd probably be an argument, but a really fun, not an argument, a debate. Mm. I just feel like maybe Emma and Judi would have a little debate and I
bet they've worked together loads.
Yeah, they must know each other. Mm. And I also think that Judi would have some really good stories. I'm basically picturing this as like my dream Graham Norton panel.
That's exactly where my brain just went to.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's
you are
what
Graham.
I'm Graham with dinner. Mm. And that's what I want my dinner party to be, is fun and entertaining and just a good time. Yeah. Just a good time. I want people to leave and think, wow, that's the best dinner party I've ever been to.
Okay, well, I have faith in you.
Thank you.
And I have high hopes. So what time have you asked people for?
So I think I'd want people to come at 6.
Oh.
Which is okay. Early.
So you're going to say to them, come at 6. But what does that mean?
I think 6 to 6.30.
So you'd say 6 to 6.30, or would you say 6?
I'd say
but
6.
In your mind, that's 6 to 6.30.
I'd say 6 and
why?
I'd...
why is this what we do? It's so confusing.
I think it's probably a very British thing.
It's very confusing.
It is. Bad communication skills from us. Mm. But I would say 6, and I'd be ready for 6. But I'd also be happy when people didn't show up until 6.20.
What happens if Judi doesn't get there till 7?
Judi can do whatever she wants.
Okay. But for random friends, 7 is too late if you've asked them for 6.
Yeah.
A bit rude.
And also, I just want to... If you're my friend, I want to see you. Like,
yes.
Come, let's have fun. Like,
yeah.
What are we waiting for? Let's crack on.
So what are you serving for drinks?
So I think I would like to... I'd really... Bearing in mind, this is also a dream dinner party. This is not what I do currently. But I would like to be the sort of person that is really good at making cocktails and has, like, really interesting, fun cocktails. As soon as people walk in the door, you're handed something cool and sexy. And then we can all chit-chat. I'm not in the kitchen stressing. I can just have a drink, have a nibble, and then... It'll be wine with dinner.
Yeah.
But cocktails to start.
So what's your cocktail of choice?
Well, my favourite cocktail is a gin sour, but that's not very... I feel like that's a post-meal.
Oh, do you think it is?
I don't know. I think just it's quite sweet. It's more...
Oh, but like with the egg whites?
Yeah. They're very tangy as well.
Yeah.
But I think I'd like to have two options.
Okay,
and people can either choose, or we'd have both. It's a fun party, but have both.
Yeah, you can have anything you want.
I just want it to be fun.
And are you going to serve nibbles?
I was thinking about this, and I think probably a crisp and dip situation.
Yeah.
Because it's easy, and also, like, the main courses and the pudding is where it's at for me. And also, I'm greedy, so I would just eat
That's the trouble.
All of the starters and then be... Well, I'd probably then still just eat everything else as well, but I'd be full.
Someone the other day asked me what they should serve at a dinner party where they were very worried because they had really fancy people coming.
Mm.
And they said, can you serve crisps? And I said... Yes, I think the fancier the people are, the simpler you keep the food.
Don't try too hard.
Fancy people don't only eat caviar and
also if
quail.
They do, then they maybe need to
they need some crisps
brought down to crisp level. There's nothing wrong with a crisp.
No, there isn't.
And a yummy little dip and
yeah,
I think that's probably why I start because the cocktails would be the main thing.
So set the scene for us. Mm-hmm. Where is the dream dinner party happening?
Obviously in my dream house, which I don't own. Or I've never seen it.
An open plan kitchen?
Of course.
Yeah.
Huge. Huge kitchen, which actually will open up to an outdoor space as well.
Mm.
So
very
it'll
nice.
Be like free flowing, nice and airy, but also the kitchen will be separate because I don't want people in my kitchen space when I'm cooking.
Yeah.
I'm like, you stay over there.
Okay.
But like, include me.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss anything.
So it's like half open but half closed.
It's fully open, but there's like an island.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's like the barrier.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, yeah,
you know?
Understood.
Don't come near the hob.
Yeah. Don't touch me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, so now it's time to sit down. Mm-hmm. What are you thinking in terms of a starter?
So I'm not necessarily a starter person, although I think maybe later in life I will be.
Okay.
But for this dinner party, because it's, I feel like it's quite a casual dinner party.
Yeah.
We're just, again, I want to feed people. So it's going to be pasta. And I think we're just going to dive straight into that rather than stopping at starters on the way.
What kind of pasta?
So I think it's going to be a really simple orecchiette with broccoli and chili and garlic and pecorino. And it's kind of cooked in, it's not kind of cooked, it is cooked in a vegetable stock. So it's kind of brothy, but not soupy. And it's just, it's so delicious and it's fresh and satisfying all at once. There'd be a fresh focaccia on the side for people to like mop up the juices. And
does it have sausage in it? No.
It actually doesn't, but you could have sausage. Yeah. Like a little fennel sausage would be delightful. Very nice. But I don't know if any of them are vegetarian.
No.
And I feel like it's quite impressive when you can cook a vegetarian meal and it be really delicious.
Yep. Agreed.
So I think I'd do pasta with focaccia and then probably a little salad on the side. I'm not hugely into salads, but I do think if they're done well, they can be nice. I think it would just be like a crisp lettuce, some raw thinly sliced courgette, lemon juice, olive oil, salt, and not much else. Maybe a like a grilled asparagus or something, like quite crunchy asparagus in there as well. But it's just that. Nice. It's just, it's homely.
Yeah.
Because actually like
people aren't coming for a restaurant experience. They're coming for lovely home-cooked food.
Exactly. I'm coming to talk to Judy, Emma, Greg and Florence, not to impress them. I want them to impress me.
Oh, okay.
No, I think I'm kidding. I think. But I do think...
you are.
Yeah, I don't know if I am. I want to impress them enough that we become friends.
Yeah.
But the main thing is just having a good time. Actually, I'm not focusing that much on the food.
Yes.
It's just... But I want people to eat it and almost not be thinking about how good it is until after, and they're like, wow, that was incredible. That's what I want.
How are you going to follow that? What are you thinking for pudding?
I think we're going an orange and cardamom polenta cake.
Oh, so good.
Warm, probably with custard, which is kind of makes it more into a pudding than a cake.
Yeah.
I think custard...
Well, I don't think I've had polenta cake with a custard.
I don't think I have either.
Why not try it now?
Yeah. At this party. We will.
That sounds very good.
Yeah. And I think, again, it's kind of slightly more impressive than a standard pudding. But with a similar level of stodge.
Yeah, and you make it ahead. So you're done and dusted and you just warm it through.
Yeah, and I think it's quite
everyone's
nice.
Everyone's going to ask for the recipe.
They'll ask for the recipe and I won't give it to them because it's my cake. But also you can bring the whole cake to the table and cut a wedge and everybody can choose how much they want. And I just think that's quite nice as well. And
would
be
you
nice...
be upset if someone didn't want pudding?
That's not an option. Yeah. I'd be like, we can wait half an hour if you want, but...
Yeah, what if they just don't have a sweet tooth?
They know where the door is.
Supper has ended. The plates have been cleared. How are you going to spend the rest of the evening? Are you a dancing kind of person at a dinner party? Are there going to be games? How do you kind of envisage that playing out?
I love a dance, but probably not in my house. I think it needs to be in a dark...
five of you.
Yeah. God, that would be so incredibly awkward. It needs to be dark. No one can see me. Like
you and
some
Judy.
Kind of sweaty nightclub somewhere. Not in my kitchen living room.
I feel like you've got to know people quite well for a kitchen disco. Or have a lot to drink.
Yeah, which could be an option, but even then.
Even then.
I don't...
Yeah. I don't, the lights are bright.
It's boring.
You're in a kitchen.
Exactly. Maybe we'll turn the lights off.
Yeah, there's washing up in the sink.
Yeah.
You don't need Judy looking at that.
Exactly. Someone might trip and fall and that would ruin the whole party.
That would be terrible.
Okay. I do like a game and I actually, I'm pretty certain you're not a fan of these types of games.
Why?
Because I think I heard you say it on a podcast before.
What game?
This, we call it either... I think we call it the cat in the hat game, but that's definitely not what it's called.
Oh, I know. I didn't say I didn't like these games. I find them very stressful because I forget who everyone is.
Oh, yeah. That's so fair.
Yeah.
But also, like...
But always with politicians, and then it just makes you feel very stupid. Because it's like, who is the minister for... I don't know.
Yeah, the Chancellor of the Exchequer from 1962.
Very stressful. So, no. Not a fan.
Okay,
I
fine.
Just panic.
Phew.
Yeah.
Well, it's that game... But the rule is everybody has to know. There can be no doubt that everybody will know who the person is. So you can't
unless
be putting
you know,
in...
Unless you know... those are even more stressful
because then you still don't know.
And then you really are a moron because they're like, no, yeah. It's literally in the rules that everyone must know and you don't know.
Maybe we won't play this game.
No, we will. You've chosen guests who yes. will. They'll know everyone.
I won't, but they will, and that'll be fun. And then it's the one where there's three different rounds. So the first round is articulate, mm-hmm. and then all the names go back in the hat. The second round is one word. So you can have to describe the person using one word, but it will be based on the first round. And then the third round is acting. So you have to act out who the person is.
The first round is very stressful and you have to pay attention to who other people are describing as how. And then once that's over, you can just...
One word they've is the
already,
best.
Yeah, they've already done the embarrassing bit of trying to figure out who the person is. And then you can just be like, yeah, Prime Minister.
Obviously, yeah.
Obviously, everyone knew that.
Exactly. So I do...
No, I do know who the Prime Minister is, just...
I won't test you just in case. But yeah, I do like a game and I think that that's quite a fun game. I do also love, like, actual Articulate, the board game. Mm. But only if I play with my sister because we win every single time. We're so good at it.
Okay.
But she's not invited to dinner, so maybe we won't play that.
You think she's your secret weapon? You wouldn't win without her?
I think we're just the same, we have the same brain.
At a dinner party, what time do you quite like people to go?
I don't ever want people to leave. We're having a sleepover.
Oh, okay.
I want it to be the thing where you don't even realise what time it is, but suddenly everybody's probably a little bit drunk and exhausted and we all go to sleep. And then we wake up and have breakfast together.
Oh, okay. Wow, you do have high expectations for this.
Yeah.
When you go to someone else's house, are you always the last to leave? Or are you a night owl?
I'm not a night owl.
Are they in their pyjamas and you're still...
I want to be in my pyjamas as well. I'll bring my pyjamas. I probably arrive in my pyjamas. I'm a very casual person. I'd want everyone to be comfy. So I would like to come to your dinner party in my pyjamas.
Okay.
And then I will go home. And I think if I was going to send people home, I'd be happy for them to leave at 1 a.m.
Oh.
2 a.m. Like...
Two. Wow, okay.
I'll be asleep. But
okay, they're welcome to help.
They can stay for a while. I don't... If it's over by 11, I feel... sad. And then it also means that you have to do the clearing up that night, whereas if it's 2 a.m. you don't.
So you have those rules. So if it's early, you will do it before you go to bed, but past midnight you'll do it the next day.
I mean, I don't know that I have the rules, but I think it would be the sort of thing that would just... Because I know that I'd feel better if it was cleaned up before I went to bed.
Knowing that and doing it are very different
things. Exactly. And having a good excuse, like it's 2 a.m. and we've all had 8 bottles of wine means... that actually is fine, it's completely justified. Yeah. And this would be a Saturday night dinner party.
Okay.
And then Sunday clear up is actually sometimes quite a nice thing.
Yeah, that is quite nice. And you can go for Sunday brunch.
We'll go for coffee and a croissant together.
If you could only pick one of these people that you would stay in touch with, who do you think it would be?
Oh my goodness. I think Greg.
Really?
I just think we'd be really good friends. And he lives in the UK.
I mean, we've got low barrier for entries.
But that's so we could see each other all the time.
Okay, yeah, that
Whereas,
is true.
Whereas, like, Florence and Emma and Judy are probably all over the place. Oh, maybe Judy.
I think Judy's in the UK.
Maybe Judy.
She's probably in, like, a lovely house in the Cotswolds.
She probably has such a nice house I can go and stay at.
Yeah.
But I'm using my guests.
But Greg does seem nice.
Greg seems so nice.
I think you should stick with your original answer.
Okay, fine. Okay. Greg, you're in.
Well, Eleanor, that was your dream dinner party.
And
thank
didn't
you so
we
much.
Have fun?
So there we have it. Eleanor's dream dinner party is over. The food has been eaten. The guests have gone home. I do hope you enjoyed today's episode. And make sure you're subscribed to catch all episodes of the Dream Dinner Party. And of course, there's our Island Dishes. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.